y'all know what the outcome is that you want, then you can know what the right work is, because the work is measured by the outcome that it produces. All right, so if you're just working just to say that you work, or working just for the sake of work, then you have fallen victim to what we call hustle porn.
StayAllDay.com. Pretty exceptional.
Work on your game.
I like the approach.
Work on your fucking game.
Everybody has, relates to what Dre's saying in a different way.
Work on your game.
I like the way he thinks.
Work on your fucking game.
I like the frameworks that he's put together.
Work on your game.
And I would highly recommend it to anybody that's trying to work on their game.
Work on your fucking game.
I think it's a good approach. It's a different approach, too.
Hey, you, work on your game.
Gave me something really good.
Work on your game. DreAllDay.com.
And his philosophy makes a lot of sense.
Not only work on your game, perfect your craft.
Work on your game.
He knows how to communicate in such a fabulous way.
I can't say it enough.
Work on your game. You are now tuned into the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you've expected to achieve is yet to be achieved. And on top of all this, you get a huge dose of personal initiative. What is that? That is the go-getter energy that moves any one of us, including yourself, to go and make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. And then we put all this together into a series of frameworks, approaches, insights, strategies, and techniques, all underneath the umbrella of one unifying philosophy that is called work on your game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day, and welcome to the show. And today's topic is how competence creates confidence. Before we get into this, let me remind you of a couple things. First of all, my daily motivation text, which goes out every single morning to everybody in my text community. Also, I have a Monday motivation, which goes out every single week. It is free to join the text community. My number is 305-384-6894. As soon as we start resending those messages again, right now we're still dealing with some tech issues, you'll be getting those straight to your phone. Just text me the numbers down below. Secondly, Work on Your Game University. That is a place where I do all my coaching. If you would like to have me as your direct coach, you want to be part of one of my group programs, you want to work with me directly, get my hands-on help with what you are doing, where you are going, figuring things out. Maybe you're not even quite sure where you want to go, but you know it's different from where you're going right now. You're not quite sure what you want to do, but you know it's different than your current situation. That's fine too. I will help you with that as well. I told you my number one skill is insight, and my ability to see into what really needs to happen, discernment into what is really going on, and strategizing and helping you systematize where you're going to go with my direct help along the way. That is all at workonyourgameuniversity.com. Link is down below in the description as well. So now let's get into this topic here today, which is how competence creates confidence. Now, the definition of competence is the ability to do something successfully or efficiently. Now, I've talked to enough people about mindset just the last decade, and that I know that everyone wants to have more confidence. And they want to put that confidence to good use. That's the reason people want to have it, because people have the belief that more confidence will usually lead to them performing at a higher level and doing so just better than what they're doing right now. So this is a good idea. So today, let's talk about how making yourself more competent actually serves your confidence. Point number one. Topic, once again, is how competence creates confidence. Again, competence being the ability to do something successfully or efficiently. Number one. When you know you have done the work, you have the right to believe in yourself. When you know you have done the work, you have earned yourself the right to believe in yourself. You have earned confidence. You've heard me say many times that discipline creates confidence, because it does, and it's 100% true. If you want to be more confident, step up your discipline. That'll lead to more confidence naturally. The more you have invested into doing the work, preparing yourself for a thing, the more you have afforded yourself the right to believe in your ability to do the thing. That's it. More preparatory work you do, the better you feel about your ability to do it when it's time to do the thing, whatever preparation you've done up to this point. That's the definition of confidence, your belief in your ability to do a thing. That's what confidence means. So the more you are doing the work, again, your belief is going to increase. This is why executing on the right disciplines on a consistent basis makes each of us a better performer. The more we focus on those right disciplines consistently, again, this is why the system part comes into it. So the system is about finding the things that work, the disciplines that work, and then manufacturing and setting yourself up to do those consistent disciplines over and over and over and over again. That's where you create the system. A habit is a form of a system. It's an unconscious system, but it is a system. A routine is a system. If you work at a company or even your company, if you have a list of what we call SOPs, which stand for Standard Operating Procedures, that is a form of a system. And you notice most companies, where people work, and maybe some of you work at right now or you have worked at, you'll notice that there is a process for how things get done. They tell you when this happens, that means this, and that means you need to do these things. And they tell you exactly what the process is for what you need to do. That is a system. And systems don't have to be some big complex thing that has a 300-page manual. A system can be a simple 4-step process for how you get something done. But the purpose of the system is to do the same things the same way every time, so you're getting consistent outcomes. This is all assuming that your system is producing an outcome that you want. So this is why executing on the right disciplines will make you a better performer. Because as your confidence increases, your performance steps up, and with performance comes results, and with results, you get rewards. When you're producing results consistently, you pretty much can get any reward that you want. So whether that's money, happiness, likes, followers, subscribers, whatever it is that you want, when you're producing results, you can tell the world what they have to give you in exchange for those results. Those are your rewards. The key of this point is you need to find out what the right work actually is and do that work. Don't just do any work and hope that you have the right work, and don't just do work for the sake of saying that you did work. You want to make sure that you're doing the right work. This is where the insight comes in. This is where the strategy comes in. This is where accurate formulas and accurate thinking comes in. And if you're inaccurate in this, no matter how hard you work, you're not going to get the outcome you want. So it's not just the work itself. It's the proper work, the work that actually gets you where you want to go. So when I say the right work, that means the work that gets you to the outcome that you're after. You got to know what the outcome is that you want. Then you can know what the right work is, because the work is measured by the outcome that it produces. All right, so if you're just working just to say that you work, or working just for the sake of work, then you have fallen victim to what we call hustle porn. Hustle porn is when you are basically putting in a whole bunch of effort just because putting in a whole bunch of effort seems to be the thing to do, but there's no end. There's no outcome that you're measuring it against. And I talked about this in episode 1881. So if you want to not fall victim to hustle porn, listen to that episode. You want to make sure you stay away from hustle porn. Despite all the YouTube, basketball, even this show, I started as a writer and I am still a prolific writer. As a matter of fact, I send out emails damn near every day. I call this the Daily Game email. I want you to get this every day to your inbox completely for free. So simply go to workonmygame.com. That's workonmygame.com, and get my emails directly to your inbox every day, free of charge. Again, that's workonmygame.com. It's important to me that the supplements I take, if I take any at all, are of the highest quality. And that's why for the last 2+ years, I've been drinking AG1. Unlike many supplement brands, AG1 is consistently and constantly searching for how to do things better. At 52 iterations of their formula and counting, their team is always trying to find better ways to source, test, and aim to find the best quality ingredients available. So many people have asked me if AG1 is actually the real deal. And trust me, there's a reason why I've been drinking it for so long. Quality for AG1 is not just a buzzword. It's a commitment backed by expert-led scientific research, high-quality ingredients, industry-leading manufacturing, and rigorous testing. At each step of the process, AG1 goes above and beyond industry standards. I know I can trust what's in every scoop of AG1 because it's tested for 950 contaminants and banned substances, while the industry standard typically only tests for 10. Taking care of my health shouldn't be complicated, and AG1 simplifies this by making it so that there aren't a million different pills and capsules to keep track of. I hated doing that. Just one scoop of AG1 mixed with water every day. It's really that simple. AG1's ingredients are heavily researched for efficacy and quality, and I love that every scoop also includes prebiotics, probiotics, and digestive enzymes for gut support. I have partnered with AG1 for so long because they make such a high quality product that I genuinely look forward to drinking every day. So if you want to replace your multivitamin and more, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D3 plus K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first subscription at drinkag1.com/workonyourgame. That's drinkag1.com/workonyourgame. Check it out. That link is down below in the description as well. One more time, drinkag1.com/workonyourgame. Check it out. Point number two. Today's topic, once again, is how competence creates confidence. Number two, when you can do things well, that's competence. You can also solve problems and handle challenges, which means more confidence is created. I mean, what's one of the things we get confidence from? Of course, the preparation, which we just talked about in point number one, but we also get confidence from actually having the performance, doing the actual performance, getting a result from our performance, and now looking at ourselves in the mirror and saying, okay, I went out there and I tried this thing, I succeeded, and okay, now you feel even more confident because now you have activity knowledge of having done the thing. See, it's one thing to have theoretical knowledge of thinking about, again, both theoretically knowing how something is supposed to be done because you watched it, studied it, read about it, looked at the training videos, and gone over it in your head multiple times. That's one type of knowledge, but activity knowledge is when you've actually done it yourself. And you've heard me say many times here, and if you haven't, this will be the first time you've heard it, you'll hear this again. You don't really know something until you've done it. You don't know a thing until you've done it. So if you sat in a classroom and studied a subject for 4 years in college, you don't know a damn thing until you have actually gone out and applied that knowledge that you have acquired, this alleged knowledge that you have acquired. It's not true knowledge until you have put it into action. And you don't truly know something until you can teach it to other people. When you learn it sitting in the classroom, that's one level of knowledge, one level of expertise. When you go out and apply it, that's another level. And when you can turn around and give it back to other people to where now they know it, that's another level. And there are levels to this when it comes to expertise. I talked about this in my episode on the 5 levels of expertise, which was episode number 1402. So you create more confidence the more you go out and actually do things and again, acquire what we call activity knowledge. So power accrues to those who are willing to handle, address, and are capable of solving problems. Power accrues to those who are willing to handle, address, and are capable of solving problems. Most people run away from challenges and don't want to deal with them at all. And this is the reason why many people end up not being as powerful as they could be, simply because they don't want to deal with the payment that is required in order to get more power. Everybody says they want power. When it comes time to actually make the payment to get the power, many people end up disappearing. They end up fading back into the bushes like that Homer Simpson meme that you sometimes see on social media. So when you're willing to handle, address, and can solve problems, then you will be a very powerful person because power simply means influence. And when you can solve a problem, you will have a ton of influence. Why? Because very few other people can solve problems. And scarcity makes the value of something go up. So when there are a few people who can do a thing, and you're one of those few, then you have value. Just because you're hard to replace. Because ain't too many people who can do what you can do. So those who are willing to address challenges and can successfully handle them, you will receive an outsized amount of rewards in exchange for your work. And the reason is, again, because there are few of you, and your scarcity increases your value. By the same token, people who can do things well and do things well on a consistent basis, and you can do things consistently and, you know, dependably, you're able to name your price to the world. You can tell the world, here's what you have to give me if you want my services. Why? Because you are not competing against many other people because there are so few who can deliver as consistently as you and as dependably as you, which means if people want what you're offering, they have to pay whatever price you set because, again, there's not a price comparison between you and other people because there are no other people. It's just you. Of the people who can do what you do on a consistent, dependable basis, there are not too many. And this is why I've always told you folks that opportunity is in the opposites. The opportunity is in being able to do something that most people cannot do, which means you are in a competition with no one. You are a one of one, which means if people want what you offer, they have to meet you at the bar that you set, which means your price is whatever you say it is. It's not, there's no market rate for this because there is no market. A market as far as the sellers. There's a market for buyers, but there's not a market for sellers. So you want to be in that space to where you're the only one because now if people want it, again, they got to come to you and they got to pay you whatever it is that you say. Now, if you're a commodity where you're doing something that almost anyone can do, now you're in a price war. Now it's a bidding war and now the buyers are in control and they can just pick whoever has the lowest price. This is, for example, if you want to work the register at Walmart. No knock on anybody who works to register at Walmart, but if that's what you're doing, that's a very replaceable position. Why? Because a lot of people can work to register at Walmart. It does not take a ton of skill. Now, you don't have to show up with a lot of skills in order to do that, which means there's a ton of competition for a job like that because it requires no prerequisite abilities. So you're in a race to the bottom against other people who are all competing on, you're technically not competing on price, but you might as well be. Competing on price with other people who also want the same job. Because if you don't take the job, there are a million other people who could easily step in and take that job. You want to be in a position where if you don't take an opportunity, there are a very, very, very small number of people who could replace you, or ideally nobody who could replace you, which means people have no choice but to give you the position that you want at the price that you name. Everybody get what I'm saying here? This is all part of your marketing. And all of this is part of doing your homework, positioning yourself. This is all part of your positioning in business to where people understand that there are not a lot of ways to get what you're offering. So when it comes to positioning, how to position yourself in business, we talked about this in episode 2886. So if you haven't listened to that episode, make sure you go and check that 2886 just a couple weeks ago. So when you can do things well, there are few people like you. Again, when you're consistent, therefore you set your price. So you're in business. Your only business is to identify and help solve problems that a certain percentage of the population has. You need to figure out what problem or problems you can solve, then find the people who have those problems, and then let them know that you're the one who can solve their problems and what they need to do in order to get that solution. And the bigger the problem and the more consistently you can solve it, the more money you can make. This is the essence, essentially how business works. Identify a person or a problem, then identify the person who has that problem or the problem that that person has. Let them know that you have the solution and then offer it to them. All right, I'll give you this solution in exchange for this much money. They give you the money. You give them the solution. Everybody's happy. Everybody wins. Even the government wins. So they get to take a little cut in taxes. You know those days in your life when you don't really feel like being at work? You don't really feel like doing the job that you're required to do, but you have to do it anyway? Yeah, those days. We call those days the third day. Everyone has them no matter what it is that you do. And you need to, if you're going to be a professional, have a system for getting through those days because they're going to happen. I wrote a book called The Third Day, The Decision That Separates the Pros from the Amateurs, that systematically and strategically coaches you on how to get through those days so you can give your best effort when you least feel like it. I will give you a free copy of the book. Again, it's called The Third Day. All you have to do is cover the shipping and go to thirddaybook.com. Again, that's thirddaybook.com. Get a free copy of that book, How to Separate Yourself, the Pro, from the Amateurs by showing up and giving your best effort when you least feel like it. Just go to thirddaybook.com. So moving on to point number three. Today's topic, once again, is how competence creates confidence. Number three, we often feel lost and nervous when we don't know how to or completely choose not to and address the things that are in front of us. How many of you right now is dealing with a situation where you don't know how to address a challenge that is in front of you? There's a challenge in your life right now, and you recognize the challenge. You have observed the challenge. You know that it's there, but you're not quite sure how to solve it. Or maybe at this point, you've almost kind of maybe close to giving up on figuring out how to solve this specific challenge. Don't feel bad, because this happens to all of us at different times in life and for different reasons. When you are competent, though, you have no problem addressing the things that are in front of you and challenging the things that are in front of you or handling the challenges that are in front of you. Because when I say competence, it's relative. You see, I'm very competent. Someone came to me with a problem with getting better at basketball because I could probably solve their problem. I could take a look at them. I could take a look at their situation and within 10 seconds have an answer for their challenge. But on the other hand, someone came to me with a challenge in playing tennis. I am not competent. I'm incompetent because I don't have knowledge in that particular space. So competence is relative. So just because you're competent in one area does not mean you're competent in other areas. There is an effect, though, called the halo effect, to which human beings tend to ascribe certain levels of competence to people in areas in which they have no competence just because they're so competent in a different area. So, for example, you see this in the media a lot, in media, all media these days, that some professional athlete or entertainer, because they are good at playing a sport or good at singing a song, they get asked questions about things like social issues and government policy and elections when they have no expertise and no knowledge and no competence whatsoever in those areas. But people tend to, again, this halo effect is, okay, this person's good at playing basketball or they're good at singing a country song. So let's ask them a question about the government. Let's ask them a question about the stock market. Let's ask them a question about who we should vote for in an election. Why? Now, these people have no competence in that area. But again, the halo effect is, again, when someone's successful in one area, people tend to think that you're successful in other areas. Now, you could be mad at that. I would suggest you not get mad at it. I would suggest you step up your competence and your particular areas of expertise so high such that people start ascribing the halo effect to you. And they start thinking you know things that you might not know that much about. So you can actually use this to your advantage instead of being annoyed or upset with the people who are using it to their advantage. So join them. Or don't try to beat them. Don't be mad at them. Just try to join them. Why not? All right? Because again, this will work for you the same way it'll work for everybody else. So when you are competent in the area, you don't have a problem addressing the challenges in front of you. This is why competence matters so much. You need to make sure that you're competent in the areas in which you know you will have challenges. The more competent we become, the more confident we are that we can deal with things, which means there are few circumstances in life in which we cannot address the thing that is in front of us. So you want to have competence for the areas in which you know things are going to come up and or have access to the resources who can help you address things. So let's say there's an issue that you personally cannot address, but you got the phone number of someone who can. All you got to do is call them. You're one call away from solving that problem. So competence doesn't mean you have to be able to do everything yourself. It just means you either need to be able to do it or you need to know who or what can do it if it ain't going to be you. So sometimes it's a challenge that you can't solve, but there's somebody else who can solve it. Your job is to get to know them, get them in your circle. This is part of the collaboration that we talk about. I talk about this a lot in the marketing space, but you can collaborate just in life, period. Let's say you have a big house with a big yard in the front and a big yard in the back, or maybe a yard surrounding the whole house. You got grass around the whole house. That grass needs to be cut, but you don't want to cut the grass. Okay. And maybe you don't know how to cut the grass, or you don't want to. Either way, it's a form of incompetence, but there's a local landscaping company that will come around and cut the grass for $50 a week. All you got to do is give them your money and you can buy their time and their competence and they will cut your grass and the grass looks great. And you get the credit for it because it's your house. See how that works? That's how you can collaborate using other people and their competence. You don't have to have all the competence yourself. So you want to be able to address anything in front of you, whether it's through you or through a third party or fourth or fifth party. Also, the more competent we become at doing certain things, the more confidence we end up having in general about our ability to figure out and address things, even if we have not yet developed the same level of competence in that thing. This is how confidence, again, you can borrow confidence from one aspect of your life and apply it to another aspect of your life. And these people that I was just talking about, when I said the halo effect, you see some athlete speaking about politics or speaking about the government or speaking about something in which they have no competence, no experience, and no reason to be being listened to, but they speak in a very confident manner about these subjects, even though there is nothing rationally that says they know anything about the topic. Why is this? It's because when you are highly competent in one area of life, and the more competence areas you add in your arsenal, so to speak, the more confident you feel about other aspects of your life, even though it logically doesn't make any sense. Do you see how that works? That's how it works. The more competent you get in one area, and the more people are recognizing you for that, and the more you recognize yourself for it, the more confident you feel to talk about whatever you want to talk about. Even though you may be a complete fool on the subject, you'll talk about it anyway just because, hey, I got confidence in this area. Why not? Why can't I figure this one out too? This is how it works. So we just get more confident in our ability to figure stuff out. So my ability, for example, to develop competence and perform as an athlete, it definitely lent a hand to my belief in my ability to develop competence and to perform results and produce results in the business world. Even though I did not have nearly as much experience in business as I had in basketball when I first started. When I first got into the business world, I immediately went out and did a bunch of TED Talks. I started coaching people. I was selling courses. I was writing books. I was talking about business things, even though my experience in business was much less than my experience in basketball. But my experience in basketball lent me a bit of the halo effect. Other people seeing me as more competent just because of my background as an athlete. And also it led to me creating kind of my own inner halo effect. I felt more confident, period, about my ability to perform in the business world just because I had figured it out in basketball. Why can't I figure it out in business? And over time, I have figured it out and still learning to this day, but a high level of competence and thusly a high level of confidence. Same thing applies to you. So developing competence in area A makes you believe that you can apply that same formula and develop competence in area B, C, D, and E. And it will be to any of you believing that you can do the same if you choose to pick up something else in which you currently have little experience. Again, all you have to do is follow the same formula. If it worked in one area, it should work in another area. And again, this is what, as I said, from the outside in, we call this the halo effect. And when you're successful in one area, people just tend to think you'll be successful in everything, even though logically that doesn't make any sense. And remember that humans are not logical. That includes you and I. And we will ascribe it to ourselves the same way that other people will ascribe it to us. With that said, let's recap today's class, which is how competence creates confidence. Competence is defined as the ability to do something successfully or efficiently. Point number one, when you know you have done the work, you have earned the right to believe in yourself. And this is discipline creating confidence. It does, and it is true. This is why the disciplines matter so much, because they help build confidence. And remember that confidence is like a membership. It's a renewable resource. It means you have to keep doing the things to keep confident. You don't just become confident and stay there. Number two, you can do things well. You can also solve problems and handle challenges, which creates more confidence. The more times you solve a problem, the more confident you are that you can solve the next problem or that same problem again, or any other problem that comes up simply because you have the experience of solving problems. The more you do a thing successfully, the more confident you feel generally, even if it's not on the same thing. And number three, we often feel lost and nervous when we don't know how to, or we choose for whatever reason not to address a problem. And using that competence to address problems, then your confidence increases because you know that you can handle pretty much anything that comes your way. And again, you get the halo effect. People start to think that you can do things that they have no reason to believe, no logical reason to believe you can do. And you will start to think the same thing about yourself. You'll start believing it. Why? Because again, confidence is something that radiates throughout life. It's hard to be super confident in one area and have zero confidence in another area. You pretty much generally are going to be looking in one direction. Even if you never did a thing and you know you may not be that good, you still just have this air of maybe I can do something in this space, or you're not beating yourself down in other areas, even though you're incompetent, just because your confidence is so high in the area in which you did focus. Because again, you tell yourself, all right, if I really needed to figure this out, I probably could, or I have access to someone who could, or something that could. With that said, make sure you text me so you're in my community. My number is down below in the description. And you want to work with me directly in Work On Your Game University and have me as your direct coach, go to workonyourgameuniversity.com. Work on your game. Dre, all day. While you are here, don't forget to text me so you can be part of my texting community where you can ask me questions. You can share challenges with me. You are messaging me directly. You can get a direct response from me because I do read and reply to my messages. My number again, 305-384-6894. One more time, 305-384-6894. Make sure you text me because you never know when I'm going to send a message that could be the one thing you need to hear, the one thing you need to do, the one insight you need to get that could change your life. Make sure you message me, 305-384-6894. People often ask me, Dre, is there any way that I could work with you directly? Is there any way that I could talk to you on a regular basis, just ask you questions, share with you what I'm doing, and just get your feedback and your insight on where I'm going personally and professionally? The answer is yes. And the further answer is there's only one place to do that. That is Work On Your Game University. That's the only place I do any coaching. It's the only place I work with anyone directly. All you have to do to get involved in the university is go to workonyourgameuniversity.com. There you'll see all your options, whether you want to schedule a call with us, join one of our group programs, and we go from there. I'll see you inside. Again, that's workonyourgameuniversity.com.